Okay, we're going outside in a second.
Yeah.
For the Dunk Tank Show. Come on down if you want to be a part of that. Keep sending the MP3s for our show open contest. Send them to the attention of Johnny Norman. Send them the email at thedynamikewebsite.com. Trying to find a bunch of new listener opens for the show. We'll play some more if we get a chance in a couple of seconds. So many tapes. We're not going to have time for it today.
Right.
Like Regis's gong show.
Hi there.
Also, I told you we've still got the tape of Regis being mad about being cut off when the space shuttle Discovery came back to Earth.
Don't interrupt Regis when he's, no matter what the world event is.
Oh, lots of tape of T.O. on with Brian Gumbel. Boy, we got some great Ted Kennedy yesterday talking about the whole Bush thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we won't get to any of that today.
No.
Wow. Because we got the Dunk Tank thing. I do have a picture for you, Mike, and for everybody that's on our website at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. It is a picture that was sent to us by Scott Curry. This is a chap that listens to the show on the internet in Lubbock, Texas. We called him up. We're going to have him on the show. He would have been much better than this guy.
I disagree.
He caught an 18-pound fish on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what kind of fish this is.
Right.
This fish has a set of human-like teeth.
That is so gross.
In its mouth. Nobody knows what type of fish it is. The guy sent us the picture. You can find more information at ABC 28 in Lubbock, Texas. The guy will be joining us on the show. Maybe not tomorrow. I think maybe Monday he'll be on the show.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be curious to see what he's doing to find out what kind of fish it is.
Yeah.
So that is really scary.
If you want to see a picture of a fish with real teeth.
Human teeth.
And it's a guy who listens to our show,
wow.
Of all things. So
it's highly disturbing.
Cool. Let me just make a real quick call here. Hold on a second.
Doesn't look like Robert's old teeth. I looked out the window and I just saw Robert just jaw jacking. I mean, he is going a mile a minute. He's ready.
Friends, you bet.
Can't wait to get outside. We'll start the Dunk Tank in just a moment. Come on by. Take a softball and throw it as hard as you can.
That sounds like a foreign ring.
Give him a chance to win a plug. I feel bad for Yan Yap.
Understandable.
Yeah, he was kind of a victim of the circumstances.
Right.
Of our monkey producer. And technically, it's still not tomorrow
minutes,
yet.
Still tomorrow. Yeah.
It's only 11:19, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it. He might have gone to his little Amsterdam floating bed already.
Hello, Jumanji? God, how many times is the phone going to ring?
Well, he's not answering.
He's not. Well, I was going to give the phrase the pass.
Yeah, it's not.
Hey!
Hey, hello? What's your favorite radio show?
Nou, volgens mij nemen ze nu gewoon op wat ik zeg.
Oh, dear.
En dan spelen ze dat weer af.
Yeah, hello, this is Don and Mike again. This is Don and Mike again, and you're on the air with us. Hello?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, it's his message.
It's a message.
Gewoon Nederland.
He did it down.
Hello? It's like, but he did do the hello, and then it was...
Hold on, it's still going, though.
Hello?
Are you there? You're on the air. Hey, Yim Yang.
Yan Yap.
Hello, it's Don and Mike again. Hey, Yim Yap.
Hello. Yan Yap, are you there?
You want me on the bed?
I was calling about your floating bed.
I feel like I'm watching a porno again.
You might be.
Oh.
Yeah, there he goes. I think that was a machine.
But I think he did that thing that they do over here, where you say hello and you fake somebody out.
All right.
I have left him a message, so I know he has a machine.
Very good.
Okay. Well, I guess that was it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I know what kind of fish that was.
Have you even seen the picture of the fish?
Yes, it was on the news this morning.
Okay. Oh, it was on the news. Okay, great. What kind is it?
It's an evolution, actually, of womankind. It's a flathead fish.
It's an evolution.
Some kind of joke.
It is an evolution of womankind.
The bad kind.
Yes, you know, it's a smaller teeth. It's made to eat. And the only thing missing so far, because it's evolving, is a flathead.
Oh, all right. God, horrible right. joke.
Oh,
no.
For God's sakes.
Shut up. I'm sorry she hurt you.
Jesus.
Boo!
Because I'm sitting there staring at this picture, and I really want the, I want an explanation.
Boo! Well, we'll have the guy on the show next week.
Why
Boo!
Why does the fishy have those kind of...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, fellas. How
hey,
are you today?
Hi, my friend. We're doing great.
Hey, I saw that fish on the news this morning, and...
God, I thought we had an exclusive. Maybe this rat just, like, emailed this to every radio station in the world.
The last guy was just BSing us, so let's see what this guy has to say.
Well, it's called a pacu.
A pacu?
And it's a South American fish related to a piranha.
It looks... Okay, it does look like a piranha.
Right.
Instead of a meat eater, it's, you know, it eats fruit that falls off the trees when it floods in the Amazon. And you see them all over in... you know, like commercial marine places where you go on tours and all that.
So not all that rare.
Well,
just somebody released it down there and it grew up. Hell, I live out in Vegas and there's springs out here that there's tropical fish swimming around that come from Africa.
Okay. All right, well, nobody seems to know what type of fish it is. And I thought it was something we're getting exclusively. Maybe
he says it's a pacu. We'll have to ask the guy tomorrow. A pox on you.
Or Monday.
Very good.
Tomorrow's Tory hold. Tomorrow's the day that the person who calls the show has been set up by me.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So if it sucks, we'll still yell at Rob. Now, let me see. Before we go outside, hello. Come in, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe here, Donna. Mike, how
here
you doing?
He is. Homo Joe, why don't you...
Good to see you, Homo Joe. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Rob, open up the security door, please. Joe, why don't you come on... Joe's outside now.
Yes, he is.
With a wireless mic. He's here for the Robert Mailman dunking.
To support my man.
Come on in. And you're not talking about your penis, right?
No, I'll talk about Robert the Mailman.
I had no idea that you referred Homo Joe to Robert the Angry Mailman as your man.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a government man.
I have always referred to my man as, you know.
Well, I have one of those, too.
My thing.
Work my man. Well, I was talking to you, Homo Joe, during the break, and you were telling me about your abusive relationship
that you can talk about, right? Hi, Joe.
Yeah,
okay.
Hi, Joe.
All right, well, get on that microphone.
Yeah, real mic.
All right, so Joe has just been outside. Joe, what do you estimate the current temperature to be outside?
I would say somewhere in the area of 95, 96.
Lovely.
Degrees.
Perfect day
it's
for
hot.
A dunking.
But a nice little breeze blowing. You can still smell the Kool-Aid.
Are there a lot of people out there ready to throw softballs at Robert Mailman?
Yes, there's a woman who stepped up to plate since I told her I have no hand to throw the ball, and probably with limp wrist I would not make it. She's I'll stand in for you.
That's a pretty good turnout. I looked out the window, and it looks like we got some good people. Everybody loves a dunk tank.
Yeah. So, homosexual Joseph, we've had so many chances to talk over the years about your relationships with your many boyfriends. Mike tells me this last one, it was abusive.
It was kind of bad.
Did he slap you around, Joe?
Well, I got into the – I followed suit when, after you had that leather on, the leather vest. I kind of went to the leather community and tried to check that out a little bit, which is a bad thing to do.
Well, that was a long time ago. That's like 3 or 4 years ago, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I've been dating this guy on and off. And
so you went
–
you started going to leather bars?
Sort of.
I never thought of you as that
type
of
guy. You're not a leather guy. No, you're a lace guy.
That's exactly right. I'm the lace guy. But
so this is the place where they wear, like, the chaps and they got – it's like Vito in The Sopranos, right?
They use the whips and the chains, the floggers.
Really?
What did he do to you, Joe?
Well, we had lots of arguments and fights and stuff like that, and that's one of the reasons I'm selling my house where I'm at now, to try to get away from all that stuff. But he killed my dog in front of me because I wouldn't perform an act that he wanted me to perform.
Oh, my God. God,
and you're a homosexual. Wow. I can only imagine what that act would be, because it's from my way of thinking, you do everything that breaks every rule in the Bible.
Exactly, but he tied me to a pole.
He tied you to a pole.
He tied me to a pole with handcuffs.
Wow. Jesus.
And saran wrap, and I was tied to this pole, and he brought a trash can in and took my little Boston Terrier that was my best bud and drowned her in front of me. Because I
Oh, my God, a Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
So man.
I've had a restraining order.
Just people.
So it's been
Well, that sucks, Joe.
Jesus,
I mean, really.
Did you have the guy arrested?
You can file.
What did he want to do? Can you simulate with your hands?
Like pantomime.
Yeah.
He
wanted you to be the catcher.
Exactly.
And you mean just because you wouldn't catch, he tied you up with saran wrap and he killed your dog?
Right. After a few floggings and paddles and stuff, lack of blues.
Wow. That must have been, how long have you had that dog?
That dog has been, well, she was 11 years old when I had
her. Oh, my God.
That's a crime.
That is a crime.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And I prosecuted on that. And
is that why you were, like, kind of weirded out the last time we had you on the show and you, like, said you'd do something and then you went away for a while and we didn't hear from you and all that?
Yeah, because I was being stalked and stuff like that. And my house has been broken into three times while I was sleeping.
Wow. And
I tell you what,
guy.
You must have one sweet ass if this guy would go to all that trouble. I mean, my God.
Well, I guess since I lost the 80 pounds and the new started slimmer. Working out.
So how is it going now? I mean, is the guy keeping his distance and all that?
There's a restraining order, yes. So if he comes near me, all I have to do is pick up the police, and they'll be out there and lock him.
Wow.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Just please be careful.
You know, you think of gay relationships, this type of thing doesn't happen, but I'm sure it's like any other relationship, right?
Yeah, my sister-in-law told me she's an abuse counselor in New Jersey.
Did you have any inkling when you first started going out with this guy that it was going to be that way?
No. And it's like the bad thing is I still like him.
Oh, Joe.
But I mean, you're like the woman on Cops.
Stop saying that.
But I'm just saying, in a way. I mean, there were some things that were good in it.
No way.
No.
Stop. He killed your dog, Joe.
True. Yeah.
I just think you could have saved your dog if you just would have taken it up the...
if you would have done what all of your compatriots do... You know, that's, for God's sakes, that's what makes you a homo.
I know we've had this discussion before, Joe. Do you ever do that? Do you ever
receive?
I never did.
Right?
I have a couple times.
God. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
So you got to remember, I think that's the hetero in Joe coming out. Because you got to remember that he was married.
Right.
Yes. In his previous life, he was married before he switched teams.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to me, that's the straight part of him.
Is this guy a lot younger than you?
Yes.
And is he stronger, a big guy?
Oh,
is,
yes. He's so, from, yeah.
Yeah, you probably don't want to give too much detail.
He's like a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Like Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, sort of.
All right. Was that part of the attraction? You know, since that was all in the theaters?
The blonde hair, blue eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Are you...
the other guys have that.
And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Wow.
Are you...
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Are you still hung up on him?
Not as much. I mean, I still think of him because I keep thinking he's going to break in my house again.
Well, sure.
You can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Do you have a gun?
No, but I do have some weaponry at the house, like a stun.
Oh, taser.
Right.
Taser.
Right.
Taser.
Taser. Yeah.
Who's the best?
Oh, yeah.
Taser for the
Cowboys. So to be truly homo joyous, I have a bow and arrow with a little suction cup on the end of it.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
I had a belt, but that did work.
Well, Joe, we're glad to hear that you're okay, and sorry that your cowboy, really, that's awful with the dog.
Yeah. And then I had this other guy I was dating that wanted me to promote his music, and I'm like, you know, he's like, you know, don't use me for that.
But he didn't kill your dog.
No, he didn't. No. He was good, but
was he a cowboy?
No, he's a Latino.
I apologize for my language.
So this guy, did he actually hit you? Did he hit you?
Numerous times.
Really?
I ended up in the hospital a couple times.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah,
and you still have a thing for him. Stop that.
Yeah, just stop it.
Really?
How does it taste?
Pretty damn good.
That's right. Fitting into that.
All right, Joe. Well, we'll see you outside in a second. So sorry to hear about it. I mean, I had no idea, did you, that it was that serious?
No, that's sick. I mean, and that's a great...
Crying, pipsqueaking ass.
That is one great breed of dog, too, and I'm sorry that he did that.
No, I didn't do it. Pick it up, and that'd be all set. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy!
Triple lock your doors.
You know, you should give back your homo card.
I think I am.
I mean, really, I think
relationship with that would maybe drive you to the other team.
It almost did.
Almost get you almost on the straight and narrow.
Where did you find these Becker Woods?
All right, we'll see.
We
you in
asked
a second.
Joe that question.
See you in a second, Joe. Wow. Jesus Christ!
Wow. I had no idea when he said abusive. But you know, I remember when we had him on a few weeks ago. He was a little wobbly about coming back.
And we
on
thought
the show.
It was all about his thing with Campbell Soup.
Exactly.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Highly, highly scary. That's scary in whatever relationship
Jesus
it is.
Jesus Christ. Joe wouldn't be the receiver, so the guy killed his dog.
Wow.
Jesus.
Who else have you blabbed to?
There he is now.
I don't know.
Duke Wayne.
Duke. Okay, let's...
What did you say?
I said, let's go to break on that note, and when we come back, we'll be ready for the dunk tank.
We'll be outside throwing Robert the softball.
I said, when we come back, we'll go outside with Robert the mailman in the dunk tank.
Don't cuss.
He's not cussing.
I didn't cuss, cowboy.
You are a lot of trouble.
Yeah. We've been trouble since you killed that dog, Duke.
Why'd you kill that dog?
Well, he's yours.
Well, he's dead. We don't want him.
Bend over.
Hey, that's enough of that.
We get back to it again. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, it's the day that Robert Mailman is paying off his bet he made with me about the Miami Heat. And who did they beat again?
The San Antonio.
The Miami Heat.
Sacramento
they
King.
Beat. Who did they beat again? Hi, Mike's outside right now.
Hi, I'm outside. We have a very nice group of people. Make noise, everybody. A lot of people out here to see Robert go in the dunk tank. I've been getting a few practice throws out here.
Oh, good. How's it going?
I do not throw like a girl, Robert.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to come join you now. Johnny, you got the controls.
All right.
Okay.
And as Don makes his way outside, it's time to meet our guest of honor. And here it is, the payoff, the big moment for you, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I like to see all these people out here, and including the retard.
Are you trying to grow a beard?
I am growing a beard.
How long have you been trying to grow that beard?
About 2 days.
No. Really? Are you telling the truth?
I'm always telling the truth, Fatty.
Are you looking forward to going into the dunk tank with grape Kool-Aid?
No, I'm not. And I don't know why I said grape Kool-Aid.
Why did you make that bet, Robert?
You know why you did? Because it's a stereotype.
You love
it. It's a black
Kool-Aid.
Stereotype.
Is that what it is?
It is a black.
Tan man?
It is a black stereotype.
You're blacker than me.
I am blacker than you.
Yeah, well, we don't know who your parents are, so there you go.
But Robert...
He is ready to go. I mean, he was giving it to me as soon as I came. And stop throwing softballs at Tom. You might hit him in the head.
The Miami Heat...
Do no damage.
The Miami Heat defeated who in the NBA Finals? Team...
Your parents?
It was a team that you were for, and we bet two nights in a row on this.
Yes, we did.
It would be the Dallas Mavericks.
So what?
Oh, you just grabbed your balls.
Was that the? Were you just itching, or was that an actual statement that you were trying to make by grabbing yourself? Like,
you know, I get horny quick.
Go get in the
Get in the tank.
Hey, don't tell me to get in the tank.
Come on now, you got to pay the bet off.
Word. We got to talk about something anyway. What's going on this weekend?
You're coming over.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna play Xbox. Please go get in the dunk tank now. Please go get in the
Robert, table. I mean, it's a bet. He said, look at all this. We've And all these people, Robert, all these people are here to take a crack at it. They're all going to try it.
Come on.
Who doesn't like a dunk tank? Do you all want to try it? Do you all want to take a crack at it today? Hey, you know we're doing a big event when somebody's got an RV across the street. This is not NASCAR, ma'am.
It is a dunk tank with 450 gallons of Kool-Aid, and of course, hey, Tom, I'm glad to see you're not sweating a lot.
Good.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Tom, did you bring a friend with you?
No, I didn't. Hey, monkey.
Oh, dear. Oh, what happened? What happened? Did it just...
You know what happened? It happened right when Tom said, hey, monkey.
Yes.
Jesus.
What, did that go... I mean, this did that happen by accident? Rob?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No,
no, he
You're
said
kidding.
It would support hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
All right, we'll try to get back on it again, Rob.
Yeah, they said it would support at least they said it would support at least 280 pounds.
Hey, monkey.
All right, now
hey,
let's
monkey.
Stop it, Tom. Tom, no more monkey retard arguments today. Be nice. Welcome, Rockville, Maryland, to our freak show.
Robert is now getting back into the dunk tank.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You see Michael Mara's brother over there? Looks just like him.
Come on, just get up in the dunk tank.
Just get there. Does it really have a weight limit?
He said it would support hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
All right, now, let's see.
Oh, it's not holding.
He's back in.
And you're making fat jokes about me. That is funny. That is funny.
This may be better than people actually trying to throw. Have a seat again, Robert.
This would be a sticky wicket if we had a dunk tank that didn't support his weight.
How unfortunate.
Now,
Robert, maybe you might want to try to sit further back on the thing.
What was that, Joshua?
Sit further back. It'll be all right.
Sit further back. Don't sit on the end of it.
No, I paid my bet. I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving.
I'm leaving.
You're not
Come on,
leaving.
Sit all the way on the back of
sit
it
on
now.
The back.
There you go. There you go.
There. Now, that's it. Now, stay at that level. That's
Hell
it. Oh, no.
That,
we don't need to see this.
All right, you ready to take your first, Mike, you can take the first pitch.
Yeah, I've been missing a lot. So. I think I hit it one time out of 10. All right, here we go.
Hey, Mike, hey, Don, right. Check out his brother.
Wow.
What happened?
Mike, you nailed it, Andy. No.
What happened? No, I'm not 2 weeks. What?
He's in again.
Yeah, baby. Oh, Tom
pushed it from behind.
Tom, all right.
Did Tom push it?
Yes.
Hey, Robert, no fair, no splashing. What did
no
you do?
Splashing.
I let the thing go on him.
All right, Tom, behave yourself.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take it.
All right, let's let Robert crawl back up there, and then we're going to let everybody hang out.
Be careful, Robert.
Robert, you're planning on staying here till what, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight?
cheesy restaurant.
Nice throw, Tom.
Good throw.
Thank you very much.
Very, very close.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on, Tom. Tom, I tell you what.
A retarded ambulance. Let me try to take a throw, and then you can just go push this thing, retard.
Okay? All right.
All right. I think when Tom throws that the next time, though, somebody get a picture of him and send it to Eunice Shriver.
Would you, all right. Would you hold this for me for a second,
yes,
please?
Absolutely. All right, Don's going to take a crack at it. All right, Rob, get that microphone up. We're having trouble hearing him.
Get the retard away from me.
Tom, no, hey, get Tom from back there.
You can't cheat, Tom.
Tom, stop it. Behave yourself.
It was fun once, but you're done.
There's a great energy. Tom, come back out here. Come on.
Life cheated him, but he cannot cheat on this game.
Tom, you're disrupting. You're disrupting the show.
Yeah.
Now, like, don't grab the microphone, Tom.
Hey, who invited the retard anyway?
I have to talk to Tom's brother.
Tom
what is. What is your name, sir?
Dave.
It's David.
Where are you from, Dave?
I'm from Baltimore, HFS 105.7.
And are you a big fan of the Don and Mike show?
Absolutely.
Have you had a chance to meet Tom?
I've heard him on the radio many times.
Tom, would you like to interview this guy? Would you like to do the interview?
These guys are like mothers of different...
Twin sons of different mothers.
Yes, aren't they?
Tom, would you like to interview this guy?
My old stomping ground.
No.
I grew up not far from here in Silver Spring.
Very good. Well, welcome to the show, and your name is Dave?
Dave.
Dave, anytime you want to come by.
He's like Tom... 25 points higher.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah, I think you guys hang out. We're going
to
have Don throw the softball now.
I'm an awful thrower.
All right, try this. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Now I hit the thing, and I hit it pretty hard, and it didn't work. It's because was he sitting too far back on it or what? I'm not sure.
Get your retarded ass away from
here. It's a combination of you really got to get
it. Tom, you can't operate the thing from behind.
All right, hold on a second. We have to do something. I told you, he's become more aggressive.
You did it once. It was funny.
He's become more aggressive.
I told you to invite him.
Tom Gavin has become much more aggressive. This is not good.
Take a hike.
All right, that's a little high with that one. Tom, behave yourself. Tom is really... He's getting closer every time. There you go.
Robert,
oh, come on.
Taunted Don.
That's cheating.
Until Don ran into the target.
Don almost knocked it down. All right. All right. Now Robert, I didn't mention your T-shirt says love to Jay Samuels. Is that your teeth doctor?
Yeah, that's my doctor.
All right. Now, wait a minute. What's happening?
You know what? You weigh too much. Watch this. Hold on, fat.
Robert, watch
this. That's with my shoulder, everything I can put into it. Watch.
Now, wait. Now, you know what you have to do, Robert? You have to get a happy medium of not triggering the thing.
Farther forward. There you go.
A little bit forward. We don't have a cooperative subject today.
No.
And Tom, you got to go upstairs. Go up to the second level. Upstairs now. Come on.
Let me just see if with my shoulder, if I push it, it'll go.
All right, here we go. Why are you holding on? You got to keep your hands in your lap. Do we have a defective?
Who's fatty? Who's so fat? Who's so fat?
Rob, we got to get a mic on Robert, brother. All right, wait. We have to readjust it.
I'll get off.
We have to readjust it. This. You know, shocker of shocker, Robert is not being cooperative today.
Now, is there anybody here? He is just screaming his head off.
You know what? I got an idea. Are there any of these little pocket rockets around here that would like to go in the dunk tank? Would you like to go in the dunk tank? Any of the little guys? What would you weigh in at, sir, just conservatively?
Biscuit shy of 300.
Biscuit shy of 300.
Hold on, Mike. The kid will do it.
You'll do it, kid? All right, kid, go up and get up there. Robert, we're going to let the kid do it.
Now,
all right.
Robert,
hey, come on. Let me get your name first. Let me get your name. What's your name?
Redden.
Kevin, where are you from?
Listen, Rockville? And enough with
Rockville,
the fat
awesome.
Stuff. I weigh less than you.
I look better.
All right.
let's put that up to a vote of the crowd.
Robert, are you prepared?
Bye, people. Now, you've seen Chubby Arbuckle over here, right?
Robert, are you prepared to admit that you were perhaps too heavy to make the dunk tank work?
You saw it before it even started. It said 250. Now, I'm 251. So I'm one.
Rob tells me he's now adjusted it to super fat black man. So it should work for you.
All right, here we go. Well, wait, the kid's up there now. Hold on.
You never said what about about me being white?
No, that you just throw like a bitch.
All right. Now we got a little kid up there. Is it Dave? Was that your name?
Kevin.
I forgot.
Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Here we go. You ready?
Give it a try.
Yeah.
All right. Ready. All right. Hold on a second. I'm going to try to do it.
Swing
Feel free to liberally boo me if I miss. All right.
And
thank you. All right. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to get motivated. Yes. Yes.
That's how you do it.
Fantastic.
That's how you do it, Mike.
That's good. That's
thank
good.
You, Kevin.
Now
good
is
job.
Robert going to be able to be to utilize this thing, or is this?
Okay. Come on, Robert. You got to go in again.
Hold on, and three. Incidentally, if Robert's weighing in at 251, then I'm a spry 160. Okay. You're 251, like you're 251, you know, like
picture, Mike.
What do you say?
Picture, Mike.
Same thing. I'm going to hit this with my shoulder like I did when Robert was sitting on it.
All right.
there we go. That?
How's the Kool-Aid, Kevin?
I'm going to break it because I'm big and strong.
All right. You know what? Big less and arguing and more
that's
dunking.
That's why I got to have Rob there when I come over your house. You're so strong and brave.
No, you know what it is? I want my china.
Black people don't like China. There's too many chinks.
All right. God. Get in the tank, for God's sake.
I'm talking, of course, about my valuables.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Kevin. Kevin was a really good sport. Very good.
And now, Mike, let's get somebody from the crowd.
Somebody from the crowd.
Come on up. The ball right here.
All right. You got a good arm, son?
Rush.
Where are you from?
Falls Church.
All right. You got a good arm?
You play any ball?
Hey, everybody, isn't Don's shirt baggy? Yeah.
All right. Ready, Raj?
Hey, everybody. Isn't no Robert applauded. A big,
one,
fat ass about to go into a vat of Kool-Aid?
Two, three, go. All right. You want? Yeah, I think everybody should get a couple of tries. Why not?
Low and outside.
All right.
You're too short, man. And Shane, you look Boom, terrible.
A little closer if you need to be.
Joshua hair. Tree? Joshua Tree. Try to throw it back to him, too, when we after they hit.
Terrible. That guy looks like a
go
retarded.
Ahead. One, two, three, go. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Next in line. You, sir. Step right up.
Is that guy a midget or what?
All right.
Here we go.
Now, Robert, feel free. That's what the tradition
here's
is. You're
the
supposed
guy you wanted to throw.
You're supposed to give the guys grief.
Aryan man. You represent the white man.
All right. Oh, he's doing the wind-up and everything.
You'll see the power of the white
man. All right.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Nazi. Right.
Oh, a little high. Just
Nazi.
A bit outside.
Come on, Nazi.
All right.
Come on, Nazi.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Another high one.
Who's next? Who's next in line? One more shot. All right, everybody gets three. I think that's fair.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, three is fair. Absolutely. Here we go. And, oh, I'm sorry. I tell you, if he makes contact, Robert's going in the water. Step up, son. What's your name?
What's your name, boy?
Frankie.
Where are you from, Frankie?
Rockville, Maryland.
Are you a baseball player?
When I was younger, then I switched to lacrosse.
Okay, you're a lacrosse player. Oh.
Put some heat behind that, son.
Oh, dear. Watch out.
Make this happen.
He's not your son.
Oh, okay, that's
don't
one.
Call him son.
One down.
Come on, happy
somebody
boy.
Make us proud. Come on now.
Boy.
Make us proud.
Oh, yeah. You win.
Nice
outstanding. Job. Good job,
outstanding.
Brother.
Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Outstanding.
That was good because you didn't expect
Robert,
it.
Robert, come on. Oh. Come on, Robert. That's funny. Hey, Robert, you got snot coming out of your nose.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, God, he's flicking snot.
What's he doing?
He's being disgusting is
what
he's doing.
He's
making obscene gestures.
Oh, that's lovely. All right, Robert, climb back up there, brother.
What?
Can I still get my third
shot? Yeah, you can get
right
your third
after
shot.
The break. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's just you and I, Yanni.
Norman!
Hey, Yanni.
Hi.
How are things back there?
Just lovely.
You know, this is the first time that one of these things just ain't working.
It probably won't be the last, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, hold on. Always got a backup.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Got it.
They are never deficient in vitamin love. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. I'm back in the studio here to run the sound. Mike is outside. Yanni, question for you about pictures on the website.
Yes.
Are they up yet?
No, they're not. Joe's going to take a few more in this break. I hope to get them up in the next commercial break.
Okay, fantastic. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you go to get pictures of what's happening outside. Let's see. Hello.
Hello. We're out here.
Hello.
Robert is making his way back into the dunk tank, and I think the postman.
Yeah,
the nice thing to do here is to, I think, give everybody one shot at it. Everybody's got it. You can go again. You can go twice. But each person steps up, gets one throw at Robert. And as we were discussing during the break, if Robert is 251 pounds, I'm Ethan Hawke.
Two Ethan Hawks.
All right, now I can't hear myself.
Okay, who's the first person you got out there, Mike?
Let's walk over to the pitching mound. Hi, you're Kevin, right? You were in the dunk tank. You got dunked. How was that?
It was pretty cool.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Right now you want to dunk Robert? Yeah. Go for it. Your best shot.
Ask him, did he feel like the water was real warm in one spot?
Robert, please don't make peeing in the tub jokes, okay? All right, go ahead, Kevin. Take a whack at it, and let's mic Buzz. Let's see if we can mic that. All right, you missed wide to the right. Yes. Hi, what's your name, young man?
Ethan.
Tobey Maguire.
Really?
Ethan. You should be tall enough to ride.
How old are you?
You should be tall enough to ride a ride at Disneyland if you want to throw a ball at Robert.
I think he can actually. Right, you know what? Hold on. You get to move up closer.
Robert, I'm too busy playing music like Black Water.
All right, right up here.
Get it? Do you get jokes?
All right,
Black
go ahead.
Black Water.
Ethan, go ahead. Oh! Now, Robert was playing the game right. He had his hands on his lap, and you were actually... And
very
not,
close.
Don't flip off the little kid. You are... Boy, he is wound
used
up.
To a kid.
All right, let me walk up to this. Hi, what's your name?
Jesse.
Another kid coming up. Give it a throw, Jesse. Go ahead.
Let's get a man up there.
All right, let's get a man. All right, come on. All right, you're a big guy. Go, get the ball.
Hey, Napoleon Dynamite, one more shot.
What's your name?
Gene,
give it a whack.
Aryan Man.
Oh! Almost a direct hit.
So I guess, close, Mike.
Don, I think what it is, you have to really nail the thing right in the middle of the target. Who's next? Step right up. Come on, let's keep it going. What's your name, sir?
Arthur.
All right, go ahead, Arthur. Take a poke at it.
And?
Oh, I'm sorry. Low and to the left. Who's next?
Don't let that guy
all right, another guy. What's your name, sir?
Ralph Snyder.
Ralph Snyder. Okay. Ralph Snyder's going to throw it. Go ahead, Snyder. All right. Any relation to the midget that owns the Redskins? Oh, really? Oh, sorry about that. All right, come on up. What's your name, sir?
David.
David, go ahead. Take a poke at it.
Come on, David. And?
Oh, people are missing. People are missing. Purple. Who's next? Keep them coming. Come up, ma'am. Ah, we have our first softball player. What's your name?
My name's Ebony.
What is your name?
Ebony.
Ebony. Sweet Ebony.
Hold on. Ebony was saying something. What's that, Ebony?
I was here a few months ago for the strip trivia.
Shut up, Robert.
Don, Ebony's played strip trivia with us one time.
Yeah, I thought I recognized her boobs.
Robert, say hello to Ebony, Robert. Okay, Ebony, go ahead.
Come on. Let it happen, baby.
Robert just touched himself. That was
make
insane.
It happen. Here we go. Take him down.
All right. I'm sorry, Ebony. Nice try. Step right up. Let's just keep this going. We got to get inside. Robert dunked. What's your name, sir?
Brock.
Brad. Oh, Brock is alone to the left. Brock. Thank you, Brock. You're next. Oh, here's our friend from Baltimore. What's your name again?
Dave,
let's get up a little closer.
Oh, and listen, for the web, guys, we got to get a picture of Dave next to Tom Gavin. Because
nice throw, Dave.
Mike, can you make sure we get a picture of Dave next to Tom Gavin for the website?
Dave, will you go up? We want to get your picture, so will you go up and have your picture taken? You know, that's funny. That's following your instructions just made me laugh. I don't know why. All right, there goes. Oh,
Robert's in again.
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
That was just a
young Kevin who's what eight?
Did he hit it?
How old are you? Yeah, he hit it. Knocked him in.
All right, you're next, sir. Robert, climb back up there. We want to get as many people as we can. What's that? Hold on a second. Robert's going to say something. What?
That guy did not hit the target, and it.
He did. Yeah, Robert's threatening to leave. Robert, please, for the good of the show, will you stay, please?
Robert, how long do you think you fell in?
You've given me so much so far.
What's that?
I haven't even got a free meal at your cheesy restaurant.
I'll give you a free meal at my restaurant.
Jesus Christ. He's paying off a bet.
Take two if I go.
Take two. Go ahead. Dinner for two. Ass hat.
He's paying off a bet.
All right, he's stepping back up there. He's staying. He's been very temperamental. You know what, Don? Today, Robert has been his usual temperamental self, but Tom Gavin has been very obnoxious, too, today.
I just want to say,
obnoxious.
Tom Gavin is a Riva.
A grade A.
A Riva. That's a combination of retard and diva.
Right, he's a detard. All right.
That's even better than Riva.
What's your name, sir?
He's a detard.
Ryan, go ahead. Knock the target out. All right. Oh, very close. Up and to the left. Just a bit inside. What's your name, sir?
Roy,
let fly.
Roy, let it happen.
Come on, Roy. Roy. Now Roy even missed the backstop.
Boy, that's awful.
No, you've gone before. We got to get some new people. New blood. Who wants to throw? Who wants to throw? You want to throw? Come on, men. Men. What's your name, sir?
Let the white women throw it.
Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Come on. Somebody knock his ass in the water.
Oh, Bill. Yes, sirree, Bill. One throw. Steps up, and he is soaking wet.
See, Mike, I want to tell you something. Now that I'm back in the studio watching this from the window.
Yes, Don?
We're having a problem hearing Robert get dunked, and I can understand why. Like, who's over there? It's Rob that's standing. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Don.
The problem is that it's the natural instinct when Robert goes in the water,
the guys that are holding microphones,
right.
They run away.
Yes.
Because they don't want to get wet.
That's well, right. the person, I hate to pick on him this week, but the person that's closest to the tank.
I know it's Rob.
Is Rob Spiewak.
And I just
I'm
saw,
not that scared of getting wet, obviously.
Yeah, I just saw him take an absolute beeline, though.
All right, well, who would you like to stand closer to
hey,
the
Don.
Tank?
Yes, Robert.
I won't have to use the bathroom after the show.
Oh, dear. Well, I guess that cinches it for anybody that wanted to be dunked again, all right?
Or drink the Kool-Aid.
Hi, sir. We want to try another throw. Robert, get up there. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. He's whining
come
again.
Come on, man.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, help us, brother.
Come on, Mr. Postman.
See, it's the constant climbing. The constant climbing. He's waving to his fellow postman right now.
Robert, take your time.
Robert, come on.
Well, Mike, when you're as slim and good-looking as Robert is.
I think that the constant jumping in and out. New. All right, here we go. What's your name, sir?
George,
let's fly. Here,
here we go.
Go,
George.
Oh, a little low, but a good velocity.
Hit the
step right up, sir. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, dunk Robert, please. Everybody enjoys that. And also, wait a minute. That was the svelte 251 pounds, I think, that caused that one to happen.
And again, operator error.
And again, for whatever reason, we're not hearing the of Robert getting in the water.
What, Robert? How much do I weigh? 170 pounds. Thank you for asking. All right.
I'm watching Robert go in, uh-huh. And I'm not hearing the...
I know. Well, that time we didn't hit the target, and he went in the dunk tank anyway. So
I know, but it makes the same sound if it hits the target or not. I mean, Robert going in the dunk tank.
What
right?
we should have is our underwater microphones. Yeah,
let's get Joshua Tree up there with the microphone.
He's not really cannonballing. He's kind of sliding into the water.
All right, Joshua, are you okay? You going to man the mic?
Yeah, I'm all set.
There we
Joshua
go.
Has managed not to get wet, and now he's got that look on his face that says, I am going to get wet.
That'll change.
And, you know, I mean, don't worry. Once you become producer, it's going to be fun.
White women throw the ball.
Thanks, I'm ready. Okay, you step right up, sir. What's your name?
Matt
is going to try.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead. Matt, let's fly.
Take a shot of Robert. Take a shot.
Oh!
And he's in again.
Fantastic. You know what? I just I didn't take my own advice. I've got to stop going, oh, and let everybody hear the splash.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. That's kind of difficult. You know.
You see, the problem is Robert is standing up when he falls down. He's not going for the cannonball splash.
Yeah. Stop.
I want the whole splash.
He's not being cooperative.
All right, let's see if we get one more person to dunk him in here.
All right, one more person. This guy, you've hit it before, haven't you? He's hit it twice. What's your name again?
Frank.
Move.
Frankie's going to try it one more time. Robert.
Comes up.
Robert.
I'm leaving.
All right, now one more time. All right, now let's get another person. How about a lady?
A
lady like to throw? Come on up, ma'am. Hi there. What's your name?
White woman.
Donna is going to try it.
Donna.
Now, Donna, do you have a good... You look like you keep yourself in shape. Do you have a good throwing arm?
Sweet. Her grandkids can try.
Donna is going to try.
Hey, shut up, Robert. I'd do her.
Here we go. Oh.
If there was just a shoe.
You want to try another one, Donna? Yeah. Try another one, Donna.
Another one for Donna.
Joe, let's get this one. All right, go for it.
There she goes, number...
Oh, yes.
And he's in.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Once again, I'm
sorry. Don, you're not going to hear it even if I don't do that. It's just not doable. He's not making a loud enough noise.
He slides in. He doesn't really cannonball in.
All right, do you want to do a few more?
Would you ask him one? Okay. Hey, Robert, can you hear me?
Robert.
I can hear your sorry ass.
Would you do me a personal favor and just one time, if everybody's very quiet, would you just jump in so we can get the sound of you splashing in that thing?
Make a nice...
You know, like do a cannonball.
No, how much money are you going to pay me?
Oh, no.
How much money am I going to pay?
Everybody be quiet. You got dinner for two. Hell no.
Robert, all you have to do is sit on the end of the thing.
That's dinner for two, Robert.
Come on, Robert. Please. Come on. You're paying off a bet. Be a good loser. Be a good loser. Like me.
Put the diving board down so it's a clear path. He almost fell in.
There you go. Now. Here we go.
Shh. 1, 2, 3, go.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert.
That.
Thank you very much.
That's beautiful. That's the sound we've been missing all day. That's the sound that we've been missing all day.
I ride home in the cab with Tom.
Beautiful. 450 gallons of Kool-Aid.
Now, I was going to suggest that if there were any people that wanted to get dunked, they'd come by, but Robert has indicated that he has made the pool his own. He has actually marked his territory.
I bet there's people that would still go in.
Is there anybody that would like to go in the dunk tank?
Robert says he was joking about the other
thing. Oh, you were joking about that? You really did not do that. So the pool is clean.
Oh, don't believe that.
Decent.
It's decent. Is there anybody that would like to try to go into the dunk tank? You've done it before. Any of you little guys that want to try it? No? No takers. They just want to see Robert get dunked.
Well, we're done with that. Show's over.
Show's over. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And, Robert, you've successfully paid off your bet. Do you have any final words?
F Don and Mike and F the listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
See you Saturday night, friend.
Bye-bye, Robert. I'm going inside now. Don, I'm coming inside.
See you Saturday night, friend.
Not me.
I'm coming inside, and I have to walk by Tom.
Your good friend, Tom.
Yeah, huh? All right. That got modified today.
I know okay. It did.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Tom?
Can I come in and say a couple words with you all?
Well, you can say them right there. What would you like to say, Tom?
Hold on. Hold on. Robert's grabbing him. Hold on.
Get your ass off of me, you knucklehead! Hey, you monkey!
All right. Thanks, Tom. Thank you very much.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Jesus. It's a day of love.
Is that what he wanted to say?
Yes. God almighty.
Is that what you want to say? Hi, Mike. Hi, John. How you doing? Don't let anybody tell you that you don't work hard. You just did that break outside while I was inside running things.
Tom is so out of his mind today.
Out of his mind.
And Robert was not exactly cooperative. The problem was getting Robert, you know, from when he got dunked to get back up on the board. But I think we got our money's worth.
No, we did. He paid off the bet, and we'll have pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And you are sweating like Mayor Barry.
A little warm out both there. Are.
Jesus Christ.
A little bit warm.
Did you get any on you?
Not yet. I actually was free of Kool-Aid, which is a very lucky thing.
Oh, did you get something else on you, Buzz?
Well, no. Captain Horndoggy's out there.
Of course, you know, I got Kool-Aid on me.
Like to say hi to the lovely Julie Fullman, who stopped by also.
Yes.
Hello, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
We all got nice little hugs outside from Julie.
Oh, just my luck.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Just my luck. And I got breath strips and everything.
I know.
That's just great. My goddamn luck. Hey, you got messed up.
Horribly. I'm wetter than Robert.
Well, we should get a picture of you for the website, too.
Already did. It looks like I've had a stroke again.
Oh! I'm just doing the sound that I made every time he got dunked. I couldn't help it. I'm supposed to fill time.
I know. It was a natural reaction, Mike.
Oh!
See, and I couldn't. I was probably doing it, too.
Right.
That's why during the second break, I said to Johnny Norman. Let me come inside and run the board and hear how it sounds in my headphones.
Right.
And I'm sure I was doing the same thing,
too. Well, we got everybody quiet. At least you got one sound of the splashing. But trust me, ladies and gentlemen, even if it didn't sound like it, he got very wet.
Yeah, and Buzz had it right. I was watching from the window. He was more sliding in.
It's the nature of the tank, I think. But he's too fat for the dunk tank. That's the bottom line.
The good thing is, and I was scared it might happen, he did not get stuck in the tank.
Holy, okay. You've definitely taken it to that next level.
See you Saturday.
He's still here.
You will reap what you've sown.
Don't forget, you got to come over as well to my house on Saturday night.
Can I be behind fence like he was for safety?
But I think in a very small period of time, there were more fat jokes and more jokes about everybody by Robert. He was in rare form today.
He had to get dunked, I would say, a minimum of 15 times.
It was he paid the bet off. He is a man of honor. He did his job.
Well, let's not go crazy.
But of course, it was for airtime.
He's not a man of honor.
Who are we kidding?
And dinner for two.
I liked it when
when
he was getting out of the tank greeting his fellow postal worker.
Yes.
It looked like he did not want to. He could not get away from him quick enough.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
And how about that new retarded guy, Dave?
Wonderful.
That guy who looks like he could be Tom's brother.
Welcome to the family.
He's mentally retarded.
Not necessarily a non-messy eater.
Hello. Hello there.
Very
Don
nice,
and Mike
though.
Show.
Hey, we need to put Detard in the tank.
Detard.
The name we came up with.
Oh, right. Detard.
Gavin.
Right. That works.
I'm sorry, sir. The tank portion of the program is over.
And Moose, Tom would require a lot of heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm. Moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, Tom could seriously drown if we put him in that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll have a news with Guy J. Birdley coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.